Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Gavin, Katie came in here with some very important news today.
I doubt that.
106.5, The End.
So if you've listened to The Wake Up Call for any amount of time, you know that Gavin has kids and Katie has kids. And they've essentially grown up together. Mm-hmm. Now, Gavin's son, Connor, is kind of in a little bit of a situation with Katie's daughter, right?
Well, they're always in a situation of some kind or another. But he is 8 and she is 6.
6, yeah.
So they're very close in age. And when we went to the beach together and we stayed in two different units, but since we're familiar cohorts anyway, because we have to come in and work together, we were like, well, let's take a little quick vacation together. So when we did it, the last night we were there, me and Katie's husband, Mike, were like, we're going to take the kids and walk on the beach. We're doing what you do when you walk on the beach, which is you look for seashells and you look for fun stuff that's washed
this
up.
This beach has tons of whole sand dollars.
Wow, that's cool.
The sand dollars is not what he found. He found something even cooler, which was a starfish.
Wow.
A whole starfish. He goes, oh, man. And he picks up the starfish and he goes, like every kid, Guys, look what I just found. Found a whole starfish. And Katie's daughter, Emma, and Abby were like, wow, Connor, that's awesome. We're so happy for you. And Connor's brother, Theo, was like, that's so neat. And Audrey had a very different reaction to it.
This is all brand new news to me, by the way.
Okay.
Audrey's reaction to it immediately was searing hatred that he found it and she didn't.
Oh.
She was jealous.
Yeah.
And started to cry.
That sounds like her.
Oh, wow.
Now, my son Connor has the heart of an angel and is a people pleaser to a fault. Mm-hmm. And immediately felt bad for Audrey. And then Audrey recognized that weakness in him and then turned the tears off and instead started to try to work on Connor to convince him that he wants to give her the starfish.
Oh.
To the point where I was getting kind of mad.
What was she saying?
First, she tried just good old-fashioned mind games.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you don't really want that starfish, do you? So that's dirty. What are you going to do? You put it in your pocket? Ew. And that worked. And then she also, and this is something that you should be very scared of, tried flirting with him. Started to turn on her witchy beauty and was just like, can I just hold it? Can I just hold it? And then it was like, oh, look how it looks in my hand.
So, and how old is she?
She's 6.
6. Okay.
She'll be 7 in a couple months.
I eventually got to the point where, because I'm now noticing that he has let her hold it, and I am noticing that she is proudly, in her head, the new owner of a starfish.
Of course.
And I am seeing the regret wash over Connor, and he is sad that he found a starfish and then gave it to her.
Right.
I then swoop in a little bit.
Okay.
And I try to manage this situation.
Where is my husband in all this?
He's being your husband.
So he's there, but not really.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I am trying to manage the situation. And I go, Audrey, Connor's starfish is pretty cool, isn't it? And I kept referring it to as Connor's starfish.
Okay,
and I go,
smart.
Yeah, I go, you know, I think, why don't you let Connor hold on to it, though? His hands are bigger, and he does have a pocket, so we can just put it in there. And she looked at me like I was some sort of a-hole. And she reluctantly did eventually hand it back to him. But then she goes, I think you should give it to me, though, so that I can have it.
Wow. So she just, like, this cut is right to the point.
Because now we're walking back.
Right.
And now time is limited.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, here's the thing, though. I, at a very young age, realized no ASCII, no Getty.
Sure.
The worst thing a person can tell you when you want something that they have is no.
Sure.
She's pretty sure that Connor's going to give her this. And I go, well, Connor wants to show his grandmother the starfish, because she collects stuff off of beaches, too. Well, where is she?
Oh, wow.
Well, she's back home. Oh, well, then why don't I hold on to it, and then the next time I come over to the house, have her come over, and I'll show her the starfish.
Just not taking no for an answer.
And I said, that's Connor's starfish.
Right.
You need to just give it back to Connor at this point. And now Connor, once again, heart of an angel, is just going, no, Dad, it's okay. It's all right. And he's shaking his head.
Sounds like a pushover.
And
to me.
He is a pushover. And I had a talk with him about that. I said, you cannot be a pushover.
Yeah, you gotta work
on that. I
said,
you cannot let people walk all over you.
AKA women.
I said, if somebody wants something from you, you tell them to take a hike.
Yeah.
But he did eventually end up giving her the starfish because he jumped in and he was like, no, Dad, it's fine. It's fine. She can have it and stuff like that. And I watched her walk off with the starfish and she was so proud of herself. And then here is the shocking ending.
Uh-huh.
And the joke's on her. It's not even a real starfish. I ripped it off one of the wreaths at the condo and threw it on the sand to make my sons happy. And instead, she ended up with the fake starfish.
Kevin!
What a bunch of dummies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.